He saw the full udded cows driven from their pasture to the early milking. Perhaps it was the shepherd, the head servant of the farm, who drove them, his sheepdog following with a heedless, unofficial air as of a beadle in undress. The shepherd, with a slow and slouching walk timed by the walk of grazing beasts, moved aside as if unwillingly, throwing out a monosyllabic hint to his cattle. His glance, accustomed to rest on things very near the earth, seemed to lift itself with difficulty to the coachman. Mail or stagecoach for him belonged to that mysterious, distant system of things called government, which, whatever it might be, was no business of his, any more than the most outlying nebula or the coal sacks of the southern hemisphere. His solar system was the parish. The master's temper and the casualties of lambing time were his region of storms. He cut his bread and bacon with his pocket knife and felt no bitterness except in the matter of pauper labourers and the bad luck that sent contrarious seasons and the sheep rot. He and his cows were soon left behind, and the homestead too, with its pond overhung by elder trees, its untidy kitchen garden and cone-shaped yew-tree arbour. But everywhere the bushy hedgerows wasted the land with their straggling beauty, shrouded the grassy borders of the pasture with cat.